A second set of environmental problems in Montana involves the logging and burning of its forests. Just as no one denies that metal mining is essential, somewhere and somehow no one would dispute that logging is also necessary. The question that my Montana friends sympathetic to logging raise is, if you object to logging in Montana, where do you propose to get wood instead? The post-World War II housing boom in the U.S. caused timber sales on U.S. national forest land to peak around 1972 at over 6 times their 1945 levels. In order to be able to re-establish uniform, even-age trees of chosen tree species, and thereby to maximize timber yields and increase logging efficiency, logging was carried out by clear-cutting all trees, rather than by selective logging of marked individual trees. Set against the big advantages of clear-cutting were some disadvantages. Water temperatures in streams no longer shaded by trees rose above values optimal for fish spawning and survival. Snow on unshaded bare ground melted in a quick pulse in the spring, instead of gradually melting and releasing water for irrigating throughout the summer. And in some cases, sediment runoff increased and water quality decreased. But the most visible evil of clear-cutting for citizens of a state who considered their land's most valuable resource to be its beauty was that clear-cut hillsides looked ugly, really ugly. The resulting debate became known as the clear-cut controversy. Outraged Montana ranchers, landowners, and the general public protested. U.S. Forest Service managers made the mistake of insisting that they were the professionals who knew all about logging and that the public was ignorant and should keep quiet. The 1970 Bull Report, prepared by forestry professionals outside the Forest Service, criticized Forest Service policies, and, fanned by similar disputes over clear-cutting of West Virginia national forests, led to national changes, including restrictions on clear-cutting and a return to emphasis on managing forests for multiple purposes other than timber production. In the decades since, Forest Service annual timber sales have decreased by more than 80%, in part because of environmental regulations mandated in the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Water Act, and requirements for national forests to maintain habitats for all species, and in part because of the decline.